For Vermonters hoping to schedule a colonoscopy, fix a torn ACL, or get some other low-risk surgery, right now the local hospital is the only option. That could change soon, though, because state regulators have just given approval to Vermont's first independent surgical center. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
When Melinda Moulton heard that state regulators had signed off on construction of the Green Mountain Surgery Center in Colchester, she was, in her words, pumped.
Yeah, I was really excited about it.
Moulton is the CEO of Main Street Landing, a real estate development firm in Burlington. Moulton says she and some of her employees and her friends have all had to wait longer than they'd like to get routine surgeries at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Much as she appreciates her local hospital, Moulton says another player in the healthcare industry might be just what the doctor ordered.
When things get highly monopolized by one organization, or even two or three, there's a level of control. And I think it's important to have competition.
Better yet, Moulton says, investors behind the new for-profit venture are promising lower prices for comparable procedures. And she says that's one of the reasons she lent her formal support to the proposal.
Why would you not want this?
Jeff Thiemann, for one, has a ready answer to that question.
Ultimately, our contention is that the surgery center, by adding unnecessary capacity to the system, can over time increase costs to the system.
Thiemann is the president of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. His group, it represents all 14 hospitals in Vermont, has been pushing state regulators to reject the proposed surgery center. Thiemann says the Green Mountain Surgery Center will likely follow the same business model employed by comparable outfits across the country.
Take the most profitable surgeries away from the local hospital, and those are surgeries and procedures that the hospital uses to cross-subsidize or help pay for less profitable parts of the hospital.
Jonathan Billings is the vice president of planning at the Northwestern Medical Center in St. Albans. It's one of the hospitals, along with the UVM Medical Center, that will be competing for business with the new venture.
And so you pull that revenue out of the hospital system, and it weakens the hospital's ability to care for its community in many ways.
Billings says the procedures the new surgical center will specialize in are the same ones that Northwestern relies on to pay the bills. And just because there's another game in town that might reduce utilization at Northwestern, Billings says it's not like the hospital can downsize accordingly.
Because the ambulatory surgery center is not taking emergent cases in the middle of the night, and our teams need to be there. And the way we keep our teams there is through revenue from surgeries that we do during the day, etc.
Amy Cooper is one of the nine investors behind the new surgical center. Seven of those investors are doctors who want another venue to perform surgeries at.
I think that those accusations are a way to raise fear, to get people concerned about moving in a new direction, and to protect the status quo, which ultimately has not been serving to provide affordable healthcare services.
The proposed 13,000-square-foot facility will cost more than $11 million to build and have two operating rooms, four, quote, procedure rooms, and 14 beds. Cooper says it could open as soon as the fall of 2018. Regulators say the center can only open if it agrees to treat patients covered by Medicaid and patients with no insurance at all. They say the center will also have to participate in Vermont's new healthcare reform efforts. Cooper says the company behind the project, called ACTD LLC, is happy to abide by those conditions, and she says it's eager to provide services the consumers have been clamoring for.
And they've come to us and said, hey, why don't we have one of these here?
Hospitals have 30 days to appeal the decision by the five-person Green Mountain Care Board, which regulates the healthcare industry in Vermont. Jeff Thiemann with the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems says he's happy with some of the conditions that regulators have imposed on the proposed center, and he says the association is still contemplating its options. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.